Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach. It's Reuben Ibrahimov, and it is a special haftarah this Shabbat. It is for Shabbat when Chanukah, the holiday of Chanukah, falls out on Shabbat. We read a special haftarah. Now, what haftarah? Well, we actually heard it earlier this year. It was the same haftarah that we read for the Parashat Bahaloscha. In Parashat Bahaloscha, we learn of Aharon, that he is now the Kohen, and he is in charge of lighting the menorah every day in the Mishkan. So the men of the Great Assembly said, hey, we have a menorah, and it's Chanukah. Boom! These two go together. So they picked a haftarah that's from the book of Zechariah. Zachar Hashem, God remembered. When did he live? He lived after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, the first holy temple, and he is part of this group of men that are coming back into the city of Jerusalem, dedicated to rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash. If you remember the haftarah, I'm going to summarize it briefly so I can focus on a little bit of the history of the Chag of Chanukah. So, the first part of the haftarah, we have the famous words, Rani v'simchi. The Navi Zechariah was the spiritual guide that I could see, as far as I can see, the Navi, the prophets, could see way over the horizon. And what they saw is that Yerushalayim, you are going to rejoice one day because you are going to be rebuilt, much like Yeshayahu said. These are words of encouragement to a disappointed nation. And now they come back, and you remember the whole trial between Yehoshua Kohen Gadol and the Satan and God, and he is then said, you are freed and you are forgiven for your avonot, for your sins. Now we come to the third part of the haftarah, which is thematically relevant to the Chag of Chanukah. It is a story. The Navi, the prophet, is now having a prophecy. And it says that he has this vision, and we have to see how these men saw things. Sometimes they were clear as a bell, and sometimes they were foggy and hazy. To the degree of the perfectedness of their prophetic skill, they saw things clearly. Read the text. You'll see that he is asked by God, what do you see? And the Navi says, I don't understand what this is. And he describes a menorah, a seven-branch menorah. Today, we have nine branches. Back then, there were seven branches. And that on either side of the menorah, he sees olive trees, olive branches. And from the olive branches comes pouring out of the olive trees oil that are now filling the seven cups of the golden menorah, like the one in the Mishkan and the Beit HaMikdash. So then the Navi, the prophet, is asked to think for himself, what does this all mean? And what message do you get? And then again, he shrugs and he says, you got me. So God says, learn the following. It says, Lo b'chayil v'lo b'choach, ki im biruchi amar Hashem Sevakot. What is the message? This is not about how strong you are physically, with chayalim, soldiers, and it is not with your might. It is not with how big your bombs are, how big your tanks are. That's not what determines success in life and in recapturing the Beit HaMikdash and rebuilding it. It is with my spirit, and that I created you and all humanity with souls and spirit, and the right place for you is close to me, God. So to the degree that you connect yourself, you'll be protected and successful, is the promise that the Navi is telling the Jewish people. Now what's going to happen? We'll take the story of Chanukah very, very quickly. What happened? The Greek Empire, four ruling empires, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans. Now we're in that period of time of the Greek Empire. And on the quick, they convinced the majority of Jewish people to follow their lifestyle, the gymnasiums, all of that. And those people were called Hellenists, that they followed that way. Then what happens? The Greeks conquer the Temple Mount. And the Maccabee family says, we got to take it back. Even though we're just a few, we're plugged into lo b'chayil v'lo b'koach. In other words, we're spiritual messengers of God. So now what? The war is that we're successful and we take back the Temple Mount. And there's one theory that says that it was celebrated in Kislev 90 days after Sukkot for 8 days. And if you read Josephus, which you have to take with a grain of salt, it says that they carried lulav and etrog on the Temple Mount for 8 days because they didn't have the Temple Mount during Sukkot. Little twist over there. So, the miracle of oil is clear here, and the light of the Torah is clear to all the world. And what is the message that Zechariah gives? V'haya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz. Yes, you've heard that before. We say that 3 times a day in Oleinu. And what does that mean? It means that God, the Jewish God, the one God, will be the universal God. Shabbat shalom, chag sameach.